Katie's having a matcha. Matcha's what?
I always get corrected because I'm like, hey, can I get you a coffee? Maybe matcha? You're just like, you can get me a matcha, but it's tea.
It's tea. I'm like, oh, well, you want it to be coffee. Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like mocha or latte.
I didn't realize the... I popped in before a haircut. Do you like my haircut?
I didn't notice it.
Oh, thank you. Oh! My apologies. It's very unprofessional.
Yeah, what was that?
And I popped in. I'm like, okay, real quick, I'll grab a coffee, get my haircut, come home. I didn't know a matcha... it was like a full science experiment happening back there. Have you seen them make this? They bring out like an ancient Asian tool.
I've never seen them make it.
Yeah.
A little whisk.
Like how long does this take?
You have to
whisk it. Like a frother? Something.
Did you got it before your haircut?
Yes.
That explains why I was super cold.
Yeah, why would you do it in that order?
efficiency. I wanted, because I know I had to race back here for this. So I couldn't wait 30 minutes for a matcha after.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Was that timer on your phone? Did that go off to remind you to iron your shirt?
My True Classic shirt. Fresh out the bag. Dude, I don't now care about wrinkles
good.
Anymore.
When you sit up, now yeah. It looks good.
My head, I'm like, you walk around long enough, it de-wrinkles. I don't care about
have
wrinkles.
Have we talked about that on the podcast? How Trey has some friends that are like really concerned about wrinkles.
Oh, like too much?
I didn't know this until their wife shared it with me. And I was like, I've never, like, they'll drive, like, holding the seatbelt so it doesn't, like, wiggle.
Oh, that's insane.
Have we not talked about this?
Dude, that's the best when your buddies get married and you learn so much more about them. Like, yeah, every time we on our way to hang out with y'all, they make sure their shirt doesn't wrinkle. I was like, I don't know if I want to be that close of friends with him. What is he, like, is he going to make a move on me? What does he care that much? Dude, I won't iron anything. I don't care.
I've never ironed anything in my life. I do enjoy a good steamer when we're on the road.
I was going to say, you guys both steam your shirts before you go on stage. Yeah, it's not like you don't care at all.
Yeah, it takes like 30 seconds. My clothes have been like shoved in a suitcase all weekend. Rachel, for Christmas, now that I stopped doing Stand Up With You, she got me a new steamer. And of course,
oh, perfect.
One, I didn't ask for it. Two, she got me a cute one. It's like a mint green steamer. And instead of just like being steam that projects onto the shirt, it's like tongs.
Wait, we got one of those thing, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's perfect.
She got
perfect.
Hit with that paid ad real good.
Yeah, probably. Got me too.
It's the perfect steamer if you don't want to steam the middle of the shirt because the tongs can't reach it.
Sure.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. If you just want to steam the sleeves.
It's nice. Oh, I love when I find a hotel room with one of those diabolically hot showers because then I can even, because I'm so lazy I don't want to iron, so I steam. But I even hate doing that. So I can just hang it up and let that run for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Works.
Done that before.
Pretty good.
Sometimes I'll wear it in the shower and then the wrinkles are the least of your concern.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're wrinkle free. That's for sure. It's tough to follow you. Not because you're so funny, because I'm slipping all over the place.
You're a physical comic. And so, I mean, it's dangerous.
Whoa. Sorry, guys. As you can imagine, the opener was sopping wet.
You guys all saw it, right? Did he address it? Yeah, he was soaked. Slippery up here.
We're back with another episode of Correct Opinions. Katie looks beautiful this morning. Jake, you do too.
Thank you. We're both wearing hats. Is that why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like a good hat.
I'm not going to lie. My hair is a little wet this morning. So.
Oh, no wrinkles.
Kind of, no wrinkles.
Yeah. Yeah. No wrinkles here.
I like it.
Perfectly
like
straight.
We have a great episode for y'all. Please give us 5 stars. How much time would that take? 5 seconds? 5 seconds for 5 stars? Something to think about.
See, test it. Test it yourself. See how long it takes.
So enjoy. Thank you all for coming back and roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Whoa. Sorry, Jake. This is awkward.
I can't stop looking at him.
Yeah. I'm wearing that True Classic. I like the colored shirt. I'm feeling, I feel like I'm going to work. Oof. We got jobs.
A lot of tension on the left side of the room.
Trey Kennedy or trueclassic.com/Trey Kennedy gets you 20% off. True Classic. This is soft. It's comfortable. I look good. They have every color you can think of that guys should wear. T-shirts, jeans, sweats, hoodies. I love it. They're coming out with their new spring line. They have this great kind of lightweight gear, hats.
It's a good name for their business.
It is.
It describes it well.
Yeah, their new spring gear, lightweight. And moisture wicking. Who doesn't love to hear that?
Any kind of moisture.
TrueClassic.com/Trey Kennedy. 20% off. Go now. Get some. Support the show. Oh, yeah. I've learned quite a bit about my good buddies from their wives because Katie's become good friends with them. We have a good core handful of couples that are tight.
And yeah.
Well, I actually played a little. I made a little card game. You know those cute little. My mom loves to buy these. She's a sucker. Like at checkout, she's like, "Oh, it's a game where we draw a card. It's you read something, and then we all point to who's most likely to do it." But my mother's big on just. She'll buy it. She doesn't. And inside, it's like, who's most likely to use a sex toy? And it's like a family gathering. Like, put the game up.
Everyone so, points at the one person still.
I thought, you know, these deck, this little game, it couldn't be hard to make. So I thought, maybe I'll try to make one. So I wrote up 100 or so little prompts to be used at like a dinner party among couples. That's clean, not disgusting. And I just brought it to a dinner party. We had a blast, learned so much. It's actually something we might put out along with Basic now that, because I forgot I had it. I was like, oh, let's have them do it. Let me know if that sounds interesting. We played it like one, we had someone be like, what are y'all's like bedtime routines like? Stuff you never ask people because it seems insane. And,
yeah.
And one of my best friends, his wife, she was like, every night before bed, he drinks a hot cup of water. What?
This is probably the same guy who cares about wrinkles. And then he douses himself with it.
Yeah. Stop. I was like, what in the world?
We learned not only at night, but also in the morning, they drink a hot cup of water.
Okay, so you hear that. Immediately, you got to have a lot of follow-up questions, right? Like, did he grow up this way? What's the benefit?
So I think it started as like a hot cup of water with like lemon in it. You know how that's supposed to be like good in the mornings, like for your digestion and stuff.
Oh, it's for digestion.
And then it kind of, I think, just turned into hot water.
I want it to taste worse.
I can't think of a worst. That is just a Great Depression morning. You go, there's no more, can't afford coffee. Heat the water up.
And maybe I can imagine it. I can imagine the coffee.
He follows it up with ice cereal.
Yeah, just mustard on ice.
Puts ice on his toast.
And that's for digestion, to do hot water.
Hot water with lemon. The lemon is the key
to digest
to
digest the bodies of the people he's murdered, I guess.
Yeah, or to digest the bankruptcy he's about to file.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, you learn all sorts. That's the best part when you get that deep into marriage and then you get friends with these couples. Learn all sorts of stuff. Katie comes home from a girl's night. It's my.
He's more excited Christmas. Than I am.
Like, oh, I can't. What did you guys talk about? I'm waiting up with a bottle of wine, bottle of Basic. Tell me. She honors me in this way. At a girl's night, I know she's thinking, tell Trey. Ooh, remember that? Tell Trey. She does a great job. I mean, you come home like, oh, I couldn't wait to tell you this. I'm like, yes, tell me. The best. Like, gossip.
I'm going to gossip.
Oh, okay.
Never have. Never
she's,
will.
She doesn't. No, it's not gossip. It's just fun.
It's just stuff that, like, he should know about his friends, but then, like, I just tell him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the guys don't talk, so they don't know anything about each other's lives. So the girls have to, like, fill them in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you remember like, they're next girl's night,
tell his wife that, I'm praying for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how we communicate.
That's just through the wives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Like, well, it's like an interpreter or something.
I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything about your friends through Rachel?
I wish.
I guess, are y'all, because you and Rachel have been married 2 years?
Almost 2 years.
So you're getting close to maybe starting to form really tight bonds with other couples.
Yeah.
I have a couple already, but.
I feel like you just find out who's, like, before I was married, you know, I knew some friends like, oh, yeah, they're kind of like more like granola or whatever. And then as you become married, then you learn like, so she gave me some colloidal silver next time we get sick. You're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole other level. Yeah, right.
I don't know. What is that, come in solid form? Is that a liquid? I don't know. How to imagine colloidal silver.
That's nice when you start to unravel that a little. You go,
yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of clean stuff, this just came up last night. Rachel, you know, about once a month, I feel like she knows her quota, you know, of just like try to change one of my habits per month. Last night, we're in the middle of watching Forrest Gump. She goes, I think I want you to switch deodorant. Just out of nowhere. We weren't talking about anything.
Think about this for a while.
And I actually put my foot down. I was like, you know what? First of all, I'm very happy with my deodorant. Second of all, this is the first like clean decision I ever made. Like 4 or 5 years ago, I did my own research. I said, no more aluminum because it's bad. And I said, no. I'm going to stick with the name brand Dove for Men. And it doesn't have aluminum in it. And that's good enough for me.
Stink, and you're gonna like it.
Yeah, well, that's what she's asking me to do is smell worse. Who knows what she's gonna get me? some basil leaf or something. Like, it's actually better for you.
So Katie, what is she?
Hey, Katie, you're shaking Jake's camera when it's on him. Can you do that one more time?
Oh, she's got that foot. Okay, thumper. Is
it? How am I?
Earthquake.
You're just, you're, the leg is attached to the arm, which is attached to the desk.
Mm. Okay. Well,
I don't know.
There you go, Jake. Just a little shaky.
Whoa, he stinks. Wait, is she saying she thinks you stink or she doesn't like the scent?
I think I'm doing just fine. Okay. I think she's just like, she probably saw a TikTok that morning that was like, your husband is putting toxins in his body.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah,
I got to talk to him about this.
That's probably.
And I was like, you know what? No, I'm fine. I'll eat more broccoli, but no, I'm good on the deodorant.
Because y'all put so much, you get your makeups and everything, all that's no aluminum, no nothing?
Good question.
I mean, I have switched over like 90% of mine, yeah.
Like 90% of the days you don't wear makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
But otherwise, 90% of my skincare, makeup, hair care is all like...
What's the 10?
Yeah.
There's just like a couple of products. Like, there's like a
too good.
There's a concealer. It's just too good. I just can't.
Too good. Yeah.
You know?
That's kind of how some of those cleaning products are. Like, you try to get organic Windex and it's just moving grease around. You know, like, I really need to kill the germs.
I feel like we've had the
dish detergent. She came at me with some all natural stuff. I mean, you open it, it made it dirtier.
Guess what? We're using a new one now and you haven't noticed.
Oh, well, I've used that as concealer.
I think we have better dishwasher in this house. You're lucky.
Too many independent variables.
Mm-hmm. But I think with the deodorant, I've kind of come up with it like kind of the same, like a good 80-20 rule.
Sometimes you gotta hit some aluminum, man. You go through a few days and you go, good.
You're about
Lord.
To go outside all day in the summer. You kind of
It's
need
tough when you start
stuff.
Nauseating yourself. You ever gone a bit and you're working out or something? Maybe you go, oh,
shoulder
ups.
Press.
Oh my pull ups. You're looking God. Around. Who in the world? And you finally hit your own scent. Ooh.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. That same thing happened. I get about here on my sixth rep and I realize, oh my gosh, I forgot deodorant. I'm on my first workout too. I guess I'm not doing shoulders today. You know what? Let's just do legs. Let's keep the arms down for the next
just
hour.
Shoulder shrugs. Keep those things.
It's disgusting.
Have you ever forgotten deodorant in like a bad place and you're like, this is unfortunate. I'm going to just have to like.
You got to throw on a hoodie from your car or something. I don't know.
I did it when I used to be working in the hospitals. And I, like, halfway through the day was like, oh my gosh. And you're like,
oh.
Girls are kind of used to borrowing stuff from each other, though, right?
You just had to, you had a bigger coworker, right? You just got to stay by his side and kind of look around.
Yeah.
And go, like,
I mean, it's called ghosting.
I wouldn't really say that I, like, smell that bad, but, like, no. I was starting to kind of maybe sweat. It was like the summer, wearing a pair of light scrubs. I don't want, like, armpit sweat, you know? So thankfully at a hospital, they have gift shops. So I was just like, got to run to the bathroom really quick and like ran to the gift shop and bought a little travel deodorant.
This is something I've noticed since being married is the amount of like unnecessary lies that girls tell. Like rather than just saying like, I got to run to the gift shop. I forgot deodorant today. Like,
yeah, that is
constantly Rachel is lying about something that she doesn't need to. Nothing important, nothing big, but just like, I accidentally told my principal I could come Friday, but I also told my mom I would be available Friday.
Mm.
So I'm gonna have to make something up. I'm like, why don't you just be honest with both people that you double booked? You love them both. They love you both. I think they'll figure it out. They're just like, absolutely not. No, I think I'll say I'm sick. I'm like, okay.
A lot of people. Yeah. Guys, I forgot deodorant. We've all done that, right? Yeah, no problem, Katie. That's cool.
I have to take a massive dump.
Okay. I'm on my period. I gotta go.
It was at a workplace. I didn't really know anyone there.
Male dominated.
I did eventually get like kicked out of that hospital actually. So I don't think they really liked me to begin with. Like, so
yeah. Is that guy working at a sushi restaurant now? Who kicked you out, man?
They're following us. They're following us.
Yeah. Wait,
why'd you get kicked out?
Physically? Someone physically used their foot and
kicked you out.
You have to have a special badge to badge in through certain doors in the hospital. And I was newer, and so I didn't have one. And so I was told by what I thought were trusted people to use someone's old badge to just get in. Because otherwise I literally couldn't do my job.
Old badge.
And one of the competitor, like,
son of a badge.
One of the competitors saw that I was using
competitors. Ooh, a little else's. Battle in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw and that they I tattled? Was using it.
Badge battle.
And they tattled.
Tattle badger.
And then what did that look like? Someone who came down, some big bad guy in a suit?
Some big badge.
Well, they like called my boss after I left. I had to like do like a presentation to my team about following rules.
Oh, that's worse than being fired.
Like, and then
wait, why?
You don't remember this?
I do now, but why?
Because like, I mean, I get that. It's like a security issue, right? Like someone, you know, they knew that I was supposed to be in there, but like I wasn't.
Oh, here's my presentation. It's your fault. Here's how all the ways it's your fault and not mine.
But honestly, I didn't really enjoy the environment of that hospital anyways. It was really intense. And so VA. It wasn't the VA. I was low-key like kind of glad I got kicked out for a few months.
Oh.
Because I didn't have to work there. Out. So I could work at the other hospitals sabbatical. That I liked.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good payoff.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I remember.
I remember being like, you want to kick me out there forever? Why, that's fine. You can do that.
This is why I'm very blessed to found whatever job you call the job I have. Because in COVID, remember the time these people, like, especially Katie, she works in hospitals, like, it's like, Katie, if you get, all right, once we kind of, at first it was a little scary, right? But once we knew, like, COVID's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, if you get COVID, they were so over the top. Like, what? It was just, you got a month paid off. I was like, COVID.
Yeah. What are you doing? Hang out with me.
Get it.
Go downtown. Go ride the city bus.
I just would have been ran around town just dragging my tongue along city benches.
Oh, yeah. I'd have almost like a funnel to my mouth and just breathe through that and try to take more air in from outside.
Oh, but I got it so fast.
I'd go to the Goodwill bins.
Been living the dream.
Soup kitchen.
Dude, women do like to do that. They don't like to communicate. I was watching Black Mirror this season.
Okay.
You like this show?
From what I've seen, I think it's interesting, but I've never sat down and like watched a ton of episodes in a row.
We watched the first episode. They're fun. You know, it's a futuristic technology gone wrong. And so the premise of the first one is she gets a brain injury and this futuristic company is like, we can fix that. You know, she's like, oh, she's a goner. Like, wait, we have this technology. We can fix her brain with this synthetic brain, but it's tied to the cloud and our services power it. The monthly subscription and its coverage in certain areas. And then it's like, this goes down the silly rabbit hole where she's, then like every now and then starts like doing ad reads. Like that's our service, commercial service. And she's a school teacher. So I guess like at school, a kid would walk up and every now and then she's like the kid's like, oh, my shoes scuffed. And they're like, try Nike's new kids shoes, $200 at Foot Locker.
Wow.
So the principal's like, what's going on? You're reading these weird, like saying some kid's saying you're telling them to buy Nike shoes. And then
Hotel Trivago.
Yeah. And then the principal, she says another one. She's like, what are you talking about? And this woman, instead of what I thought, she'd be like, listen, so I was dead and we paid for this service. That's what's happening. And maybe they're like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thanks for telling us. She's just like, I guess I'll never explain it. And they just my job. That's just tough for me to wrap my head around. Also, she's doing ad reads to a single child. That the CPMs on that would never make sense.
It doesn't add up. Company you tell the whole classroom, maybe.
But that bothered me, too. Like, she had to read them to her one husband. Who they have the dad ROI. On that they're poor, they can barely afford it. It made no sense. It was fun to watch, I guess.
You like Black Mirror, Katie?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, every episode's dark
and it ends dark.
So it's kind of like, that was pretty dark there at the end. But
she's so fun to watch shows with. It ended up, she was like, oh my gosh, no. It's like, you know, every episode, someone, you know, it ends sad. Everyone's dead and sad. Every episode we watch. Oh! So fun to watch.
You're just demoralized. Rachel was a pretty active audience member for Forrest Gump. And, you know, it's a movie we've seen before.
What made you choose Forrest Gump last night?
I don't know. I took Rachel out on a date. We went out to dinner and I said, what do you want to do? And she said, I want to watch Forrest Gump. She said, we never watched it together. I said, okay.
Does she like, what's her read on him as a professional counselor?
Oh, you know, 5 minutes in, she's like, what is his diagnosis? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if we were trying to figure that out. I think she just Googled it. But yeah, I mean, Google.
Is that what counselors do?
Yeah.
Kid comes in there. She's like, give me 1 second.
Hold on real quick. Hey, Siri. This kid can't speak.
Kid bullied recite every New York Yankees score in the 1930s.
Have you seen those tweets? It was like, just a reminder, if you get sick 5 years from now, that doctor used ChatGPT to graduate. Kind of a funny reality.
Oh, yeah.
But no, Rachel just discovered AI a few months ago. So she got her degrees, you know, it was like the pre-steroid era. Like no Barry Bonds, no Mark McGuire. This is sure. like, a, you know, she's the Derek Jeter.
Earned it.
Yeah, she earned it. But yeah, I think Forrest has this like learning disabilities, probably some autism spectrum disorder as well. Mm-hmm. And boy, is he fast.
Yeah. And he beat cerebral palsy in that movie?
He did not. He did not.
What did he beat? He was shackled and he was free.
Shackled. Yeah. That was something. That was sin. Mm. If you look a little deeper.
Is that right? And Jenny is. Bad.
Satan.
Yeah. Jenny Satan.
Wow.
Rachel did not like Jenny.
Forrest's mama is Christ.
I think probably like Joseph or something. I don't know, actually.
Who's not Mary Joseph?
Yeah, I don't know why she would be the father.
Choice.
Wait,
I didn't read that.
I think I'm getting Waterboy mixed in here a little bit. I gotta be honest.
Hold on, I was thinking
he was
radio.
Fast in Waterboy too, right?
Yeah, he was. And radio in the shopping cart, also fast. But anyway, we just watched it. And it was great. I really thought it might be a movie because we've both seen it where we're like kind of on our phone. For whatever reason, we were locked in.
I haven't seen that in a very long time.
I know. It's
you
like
you
want to
watch it?
Yeah, sure. You should.
It's kind of long, isn't it?
It's long. But it's great. I mean, we were talking best Tom Hanks performance ever. Is it Forrest Gump? And is Tom Hanks the best actor ever? This is also what you're talking about.
So look this up too, Derek. He's kind of on I saw someone point this out. He's on a little bit of a tough run these last handful of years.
Okay, well, let's judge him by his
prime.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's definitely one of my faves. When I see him, I'm like, I'm saying before like five or recent few years.
Before
2020.
Before he got COVID.
Yeah.
Before he got vaccinated.
Oh, no.
Yep. I didn't want to.
If that is Tom Hanks.
Oh, no. Derek has a full.
Yeah, did you see him in Elvis?
They
didn't really look like him.
I was like, dude, if he's in it, I want to see it. He's up there. He's Mount Rushmore, I think.
Because we don't judge Michael Jordan by his time on the Wizards, you know?
That's a great perspective. Yeah.
Or baseball.
You can't take that away from him. Or baseball. Because he was in A Man Called Otto, which. I didn't love.
Well, a lot of people do like that one.
They do.
It's Derek's son you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Elvis movie.
The Elvis movie. He was in the, what was the one? Oh, the Mr. Rogers one. That was pretty great. I liked that one.
Yeah. We were just trying to think without Googling, like who else would be a better actor than Tom Hanks?
He could be the GOAT. I mean, I love, dude, I'll tell you, Chalamet's on a run.
Yeah? Do you see him as Bob Dylan? Young.
No, because I couldn't care less about Bob Dylan. I think a lot of people agree with that. Who cares about Bob Dylan?
Yeah, kind of surprised they made a whole movie about him.
Who wants to listen to his voice?
And like a guy who like is kind of a recluse and didn't like people. It's hard to root for him.
Yeah, what was the movie about? Just a
camping.
Distant shot in the woods.
Okay, I googled a list of best actors of all time, just off Google.
Ooh.
Robert De Niro, Denzel Washington.
Yes. He's kind of slowed down. He doesn't do a ton of them anymore, right? Am I wrong about that? But
he's made the same movie six times.
Morgan
Equalizer
Freeman.
Seven. Morgan Freeman's nice.
Wow. Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx has some range.
Jack Nicholson.
Watch his last Netflix special. That was tragic.
We're talking just actors, no female. Gene Hackman. Tom Hanks is on the list.
Yeah, of course. None of us were thinking a woman would be. Right? Oh, sorry.
Huh? Yeah, why is Meryl Streep not on that list yet?
I said just the men. Meryl Streep is on this list.
Oh, okay.
I was
just
reading the men.
Oh.
Because we were doing actors, not actresses.
Oh right. Yep, sorry. Yep, that's her.
Christian Bale, Sydney Poitier. Oh. How do you say that?
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably
Clint
number
Eastwood,
one.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, Samuel.
No, he's DiCaprio
the highest,
on there?
He's the highest earning.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp, Robin Williams, Bill Murray, Brad Pitt. I mean,
now they're just naming actors. Bill Murray, come on.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, The Fugitive. Wait, oh, dude, watching The Fugitive on cable growing up.
It was always on TV.
That was the best, dude. He's on the run.
Sometimes you turn on U.S. Marshals and you watch for 45 minutes before you realize it's not The Fugitive. It's the same characters.
Oh, I watched at least 7 seasons of Cops thinking it was Fugitive. So confused.
Like, have you seen U.S. Marshals? It's Tommy Lee Jones and Harrison Ford again. It's so, it looks like it's a sequel. It's like Tommy Boy and Black Sheep, where they're just like, let's just do this again, call it something else. Talladega Nights, Step Brothers. Mm. Good movie.
I know. Sometimes I wish I was more of a movie guy. I had a season where I was. I had a roommate who was a movie guy.
Cinephile, they're called, I think.
Careful. Cinephilia?
I think that's it. Cinephiliac. Guilty. Yeah.
I'm a cinephiliac. I suffer from cinephilia.
That was your roommate.
Yes. And I'm a type of guy, if I'm close enough to you, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Cinephilia, I'm in.
Yeah.
and so we'd watch like all the best picture nominees and da da da. Like, yeah, we got it. It was a fun few years. And then
I mean, we've been to the movie theaters. What did we decide once together?
Katie and I have been to the movie theater twice.
Twice. Once with my family.
We went as a Bible study to The Chosen. Uh-huh. In theater,
yeah,
which the Chosen series is great, but video. That was not a movie. We were mistaken. It was not a movie. It was just an
animated depiction.
No, Chosen. It was like a Christmas special, quote unquote, where they just kind of interviewed Christian artists and they sang
eventually
songs.
There was a short episode at the end.
Yeah, a short little snippet at the end, but it was just a series of Christian music videos.
Huh. All that in theaters.
I was like, so I think we were looking around kind of like, do we stay? This isn't what.
How many are there?
And then we saw Avatar.
With my family.
I'm a sucker for Avatar.
I like Avatar.
And I'm going to see all those in theaters.
You are? Did you
Which,
like
by
it?
The way, what it was, I'm almost, I bet my life there's supposed to be one last year. Bet my life. And that got delayed?
I mean, it took them like 30 years to do the first two.
I was almost positive. Am I making that up? Amazon, Avatar.
When did we go watch?
Yep. Yeah. The film's release. It's been subjected to 9 delays, with the latest occurring in August of 2024.
Tariffs.
So they did push it a year. So it's scheduled for this Christmas. Yes.
Oh, no.
I can't wait to see it with my family.
You got
to
compete with that.
It's gonna be amazing. My mom's gonna be like, I don't get it, and she's gonna hate it. And that's a Christmas tradition where we go see a movie,
and she's confused,
and my mom is confused or upset or overwhelmed. It's a tradition unlike any other, dude. We went and saw Unbroken.
Oh, yeah, POW.
One of the best books I ever read.
Okay.
You could argue that, what's her name?
Sally Field. Greta Thunberg.
Angelina Jolie, she directed it.
Okay.
A lot of people think she dropped the ball on it.
Okay.
It was still a good watch. My mom, she left 30 minutes in.
Confused?
No, overwhelmed. He was being tortured.
I mean, it's pretty dark. I also read it and watched it. I
was like, Mom, they're actors. It's not real.
It can be gross. It's gruesome.
No, but it's based on extremely real events.
Yeah, I know.
So it didn't help when I said that.
Right. Yeah.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Are you nervous at all now that you know that your Christmas movie has to compete with Avatar? You think you might push yours back?
Shoot.
Then again, that would be the third movie you ever see in theaters would be your own, if Katie comes with you.
Oh, yeah. Would you come?
Are you asking me on a date?
Yeah. We're going to do a release, and I want you to... You should come.
You could be one of the actresses on stage, you know, for the premiere.
Oh.
Actually, then again, I never saw you on set, so we'll see if you're in the movie.
Yeah, all my parts might have gotten cut. That wouldn't be the first time.
Have I cut you before?
You cut me out of the tour intro.
Oh, did I? Did, yeah, that's right, I did. Yeah. Dude, I never told you I had a running bit where, sorry, what were you saying?
I also been cut out of, back in my college days when I would be an extra, I'd get like paid to be like a special extra and like do this whole scene, then I'd get cut out of the whole movie. which I didn't, I mean, I didn't care. I was getting paid, but that's, it's happened before.
Oh, yeah. Dang. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You were in that initial tour video where, I don't know if I should post that somewhere. It's like, this bit we would play of White of Moms, like 60 minutes. White of Moms love Trey Kennedy so much.
You haven't posted that?
No.
Might as well. Should.
Yeah. And she had a little line that just didn't hit in person. Your one little line just didn't hit at all.
Well, I didn't write it. So.
Wow. Writer. Thankless job, a writer.
Yeah. All the risk, none of the reward.
But Alan, he had this weird mix up where he was the cue it on the laptop guy. And if he saw you, he knew he'd queued the wrong video because we had changed it. It happened probably 5 times. And we'd see you pop up and look across side stage to him going,
he's devastated.
He's just furious. He's like, I don't understand. And we're dying. I was like, dude, it's not that big a deal. What was the one, Alan the pianist? He's messed up really once big ever. What was his? I don't even remember it. Oh, he came out in the, there was something with the track. It was off like a phrase where like the lyrics and the music were off. So, because we played a lyric video. The lyric video and his track were off. It's and tough. There was an awful moment where it was like, we got to ditch it, man. We just got to play a cappella. And we got through it. It was fine. But he stormed off backstage.
He didn't hang out with us that night. He went to bed early.
Just in his bunk. Just fuming. It's fine, man. It's fine. Yeah.
There was something else that one of his roles, I think it was like, I think right after the video, your intro video got done, then he would press the next button, which would cue the music and the like PA announcer, like, now welcome to the stage. But once he cued it, for whatever reason, there was like 3 seconds of like delay where you actually didn't know if you pressed it or not. And every night he was so stressed, like he would press it. And then during those 3 seconds, just hoping that he pressed the right thing. Oh my gosh, he would lose his mind. Yeah, during those 3 seconds.
DJ Travis, one night, he mixed up the flow, the run of show. And it was like, we're supposed to show that intro video. And he just came on and announced me. So it was like 5 minutes before I was supposed to go on. So I was a little off guard.
Weren't you like in the bathroom?
I'd probably just gotten off stage.
I think it was fully in the bathroom. And I was kind of like, oh, alt run.
Go ahead and cue that video. Why don't we, Trey Kennedy, come to the stage.
And yeah, he that night, we're like, it was a great night. It was a great show. I think it was... I don't know where it was, but we go out for the show and make him have a cocktail and he's just sitting there. Like, oh my God, dude, it's fine. It's fine. Which is great. It means they care. But at some level we were like, all right, just leave if you're going to, I mean, you got to snap out of it or.
And then once you start seeing how dejected they are, then you start kind of almost trying to pile it on. It's like, you know what? Yeah. You don't have that much to be in charge of. So I kind of see why you're that upset about it.
It's tough to talk about it, right? Because you want to come almost around and be like, hey, I don't know how to say this nicely. What you do almost doesn't matter.
They're not here for you whatsoever. Yeah, even less than they're here for Jake.
Yeah, and people really like Jake. And like compared to him, you're nothing. Right? So does that make you feel better? Is this helping?
They don't notice, even when you're on stage, they don't notice you. So the things you're doing off stage, don't sweat it. Not a huge deal.
Yeah. And think of it this way. In a way, like, there's the only way you were going to get remembered tonight is by messing up. So it's a positive thing. Do I look like a fancy boy today, by the way?
Yeah, you wore a collared shirt for podcast.
Yeah, I felt underdressed. I
told you, man. No, every set I'm wearing True Classic, they sent me a whole bunch of stuff. And... dude, it's soft. It's comfy. I feel like I'm entering
like I pet a cat.
I feel like I'm entering the, I'm in my 30s. I'm a dad. I'm going to start dressing a little more like a, maybe I should start. Oh,
that's the alarm. Buy more shirts.
Turn my swag down. Oh. Sorry, can't. Ignore.
Your swag?
Shout out True Classic. I can give you all 20%
off. Oh, Rizzler alert.
They are already amazing gear and they're coming out with their spring line. So they sent me so cool like hat, little this like windbreaker jacket thing that's moisture wicking. Anti-odor technology, all that good stuff. But you like me in the stuff. I like their, I was wearing their sweats all day yesterday.
Yeah. He's wearing them every day.
Ooh, skimmy sweats.
So many things. So go trueclassic.com/Trey Kennedy gets you 20% off. Just go support the show. Get it for you and yours. Get it for Mother's Day. She would love for her sons to not look like trash.
Those are the best
gifts.
You
should get her another gift too, but that's a great idea.
TrueClassic.com/Trey Kennedy.
I always had a running joke with Alan. Anytime, like maybe you and I would perform, or just a time where like Alan couldn't make it, that would happen only a few times ever, but you were still able to do your music and whatnot without him, just by playing a track over the speakers. And I would always, Alan would ask, like, how was it? And I would always be like, dude, it was terrible without you, man. Like, yeah, your job security, like, you're in a good spot. And I made sure to tell Trey, hey, it didn't sound good at all without Alan.
Terrible.
Yeah, so I expect the same when I'm gone.
He's just every, for the entire come back tour. On this podcast every week.
Yeah.
Like, it took me 30 minutes to get him going. There's just, we didn't have any lift.
We need some kind of runway. And yeah, we just didn't have it. Yeah, we were always joking with each other about the job security. Like, there's no way we could both stay on. So we got to really hype each other up. I went to a concert a couple nights ago, and it's so fun just to, once you've been on tour and then you see someone else. One of my old Canticut campers is now like a touring musician. I came through Kansas City. Oh, cool. His name is Graham. You know him? He was opening for Connor Price. You know him? Oh, you've probably seen him.
He's blown up. He's doing some really cool.
He does the content really well.
Content promotion.
Yeah. So anyway, got to see them and hang out backstage.
He's a musician. Graham, yes. What?
Just Graham.
Oh, he's Graham.
Just Graham. Sick.
Graham, and he headlined a show.
He opened for Connor Price.
Oh, he opened. I'm sorry.
But they do a part of their show where they're like, does anyone know the lyrics of this next song? And they bring a kid on stage and rap it. And at our show that I went to, the kid crushed it. Like, not only knew the lyrics, but was like moving around the stage, high above the crowd. And you're just like watching, smiling the whole time. And afterwards, I was like, I'm sure that went normal and great. I was like, you ever have some duds? And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, you get some kids who, like, yes, they know all the words, but then they just freeze. He's like, we've had a guy come up who just straight up didn't know the words. He didn't even know who we were.
I didn't think I'd get this far. Yeah. Did Connor Price do one of the skits while you were there?
He didn't do one with the audience, but he does do a very creative show where, I mean, he's like talking to himself on like video screens behind him, and he's letting the audience choose the next song. And it was cool. I appreciated the creativity, but
right.
It was fun to just talk through things. So like, you know, let's talk bus drivers, like what makes the show different and stuff like that. So
tour life. That is sick. Oh yeah. We used to bring people on stage and just never knew. So you get someone, your job, you be there and just let us be funny. And then some people.
I'm going to stand up and dance.
Oh, no, you sit down. Stand up and dance. Okay. Please sit down.
I really remember I really think it was like in Pennsylvania, you got like a dancer or something. And she was like, trying to dance in the
chair.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It was like, Glenside, I think. Mm. Yeah. She wanted to show it.
What do you know, Philly? Gosh, people.
I was joking, though, with the friend I went with. I was like, why don't I do that for a comedy? We're like, does anyone know this next bit? Does anyone want to like say the lyrics for it? That's just the thing. Like, I expect them to know the words.
Try the punchline.
Yeah. Like, I just do the same material every time until they memorize it. That'd be a way easier way of performing.
It really would.
Just
do the greatest hits over and over again.
Try that. What should I name my tour?
What should you name it?
Yeah.
How much does it matter?
Out, like today. I think it matters 1%.
Less than Travis.
Yeah.
So what have we done before?
We did Are You For Real tour and Grow Up tour.
So if that shows you how much it matters, you were on those tours and didn't remember.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, that's a great point. It doesn't. No, it doesn't matter at all. I guess, so, like, have you seen
the last four years of our life? What was it that we?
What
were,
was on the screen? I mean,
what's your name again? Like, you saw Neighbor Getsy live. What was his tour? What tour was he on?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was at the T-Mobile Center.
What, have you seen a comedian live in the last couple of years?
Yeah, but honestly, what you guys don't know, so
it doesn't matter.
But I do think it needs to, like, it doesn't matter, but it also shouldn't be. It's maybe better that they don't remember. Like, it shouldn't be like something that they're like, why is
this
name
simple?
This?
Yeah. And I'm thinking just what looks nice and clean on any marketing things, but
it is kind of funny. It's like,
I saw Shane Gillis
and Are You For Real right there.
Yeah, there it is.
Shane Gillis.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
It's worth, like, it's mainly just a label of the tour for even just
a way
for
to
me.
Brand it.
I saw Shane Gillis. I just posted Shane Gillis tour.
Going on tour. It's like your debut album.
Doesn't matter.
Let's see. But Are You For Real?
My thought was like something.
Boy Meets World.
My first gut thing was least favorite child tour because I thought of like fun marketing bits of, you know, Katie likes the kids more than me. My parents would rather talk to my kids than me. Least favorite child tour. I don't know. That's a little jumbly.
It's a little much.
So I thought just like the relatable tour.
Yeah. I mean,
clean, easy
comedy tour
or can you relate tour?
I asked ChatGPT. Mind if I give you some really good ideas?
I know I need them.
Okay, so it maybe doesn't understand what I just asked it.
Well, that doesn't matter. I think you should still read them.
Option one. Wasn't that like yesterday?
Wait, what did you
wasn't
type
it
in?
Like, wasn't it, the wasn't it like yesterday tour?
Wasn't it like dot, dot, dot yesterday question mark tour?
Okay.
Okay, I clearly the prompt. I'm trying I could have done better.
I'm trying to think what would look cool on emails, you know, when they'd be like, are you for real? Be like, AYFR tour.
WTL dot, 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 Y.
That could be cool.
Question mark. Option two is middle school dance vibes. I bet you hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, that might. Yeah, we could cinephilia.
I don't know what this knows about you. The third option is called We Had LimeWire Tour.
Remember that? Oh, yeah. Kind
it's
of
like a millennial thing.
Millennial core. The LimeWire Tour. Right? We have to, okay. I have to pay for permission for that. Or
okay. As we get down, they start to get a little better. I'll check with my wife tour. Put the kids to bed. What time does it start? I feel like that's not what you should name it.
No. No. Okay, I like that. What about the basic tour?
Ooh, that I like.
You do.
I like that better than relatable tour.
Just hammer the branding. Yeah. The basic Sellers wine tour.
If not basic, you could do the Friday tour.
Like, are you doing available. Comedy or is it?
You got the Black Mirror.
Are you just basic touring tour. The wine?
The basic tour. Or
what about Trey Bien? You going down south?
Ooh, hey, come on. Yeah, we might hit Miami.
The basic boy tour.
No. This one I don't understand. Kennedy centered. Is there something called the Kennedy Center? I move on. Know. Doing the most. That's kind of in a song of yours. Bless this mess. No cap, just Trey.
Oh.
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 Okay.
There's some
good options. Right.
I like Trey Bien.
Trey Bien.
Hola. Hola, San Diego!
Hola!
The Trebian Tour!
Hola, Des Moines!
The Gringos! Hello!
Do you guys see... Oh, yeah, I'll think about it. I'll let y'all know. Relatable, basic, whatever, it doesn't. Did y'all see those rich people go to space? Play the Katy Perry video.
I was going to say, I've seen the Katy Perry thing.
I want Katy's raw reaction to this. Katy Perry, I don't know how this works. Is there some group chat of... bazillionaires are just like first to like it goes to space, and Katy Perry liked. How did she?
Why her?
They're just like if it, Katy maybe Perry went to space. Bezos' wife was just like I just once I were up there I just want to hear her sing Roar.
Yeah, you think she performed for us? Teenage Dream.
You know Katy Perry's singing up there. They're floating up there. It's our planet down there. I got the eye of the tiger. She's up there singing. They probably did.
California
duper
world.
Connected California to love. World.
Oh, here we go.
So connected to love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give and how loved you are until the day you launch. I feel super.
That's what she got out of going to space?
She discovered the meaning of love. You don't know it. You really, she's kind of like, you guys, I hate to be this way, but. Kind of don't figure it out till you leave the planet's atmosphere.
Is it because she thought she was going to die?
She just saw the Earth and it, she just, wow, she loved everything.
Did you see the clip of her talking about
firework?
She's talking about nothing, but the interview, she's like, I am just so intrigued by just like the math of it all and just how space and math can like collide. And I can't wait to see how it all works. It's just like the worst interview ever. It's like, you're not going to understand how like rocket science works, yeah, but that's nice of you to try.
I'm going
to
try. I'm going to start today.
Can't wait to see the
play map. The other clip. It's some other woman in space. I saw. Could you imagine being up in space and you have to listen to this?
Oh my God, that's space.
What a feeling. That's the so-called space gal.
Who all
that's
went
our planet. Oh my God, that's space.
Can you imagine being up there like once in a lifetime?
What a feeling. That's the so-called space.
Wait, this was in November 20. This was in November?
That was something else. Just some other annoying woman up there.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine being up there? Just wow. Take it all in.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Someone.
It's okay to be emotional.
People here. Can we not find? Could they not all be not annoying?
What? Just hold it in.
Oh my god.
So what, they just like launch up there, stay up there for a few minutes and go back down, or what's
they sacrifice an animal?
Yeah, for like rocket fuel, I think. I don't know how long
they go up there and do a ritual.
Oh.
It's rich people's stuff.
Sorry, plan.
I really feel love. I feel the meaning of love. These people are insane.
Maybe we should go. Also, Katy Perry should be more like normal, right? She's like an American Idol judge. Like
supposed to be relatable. Supposed to be a woman of the people.
She's JonBenet Ramsey. I mean, she's a very normal person.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I'm kind of a weird upbringing.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Yes. I guess. Wow. I didn't think of that. She really, that might be, when you grow up Ramsey, you probably takes going to space to feel real love. She's like, I finally left this godforsaken place where I was JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
Now I feel love up in the sky.
Yeah.
I like that.
I need a good documentary. I feel like it's been a while. I need a good true crime. I needed some JonBenet Ramsey, something. Something needs to hit.
Didn't you watch something recently, Trey? I just remember you were watching something maybe on a plane.
I fizzled out.
Oh, because you were like, yeah, I'm watching something you probably wouldn't want to watch.
I fizzled out. It wasn't graphic enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Did we ever talk about the first... Maybe we have. The very first book that Trey, like, we first started dating and he, like, recommended a book to me.
Okay.
And what was it? It was Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm. Great book, great movie.
I, like, barely know What's this guy.
What's the problem?
He's, like, she's, like, getting stalked or she gets captured. What is it? It's...
Doesn't she fake her own death, come back and kills the man?
The film synopsis. In Carthage, Missouri... So, you know, it's cool. I was in Missouri at the time.
Yeah.
Former New York-based writer Nick and his glamorous wife Amy present a portrait of a blissful marriage. When Amy goes missing on the couple's fifth wedding anniversary, Nick becomes the prime suspect in her disappearance. The resulting police pressure and media frenzy causes the Nick's image about their happy union to crumble, leading to tantalizing questions about who Nick and Amy truly are.
Yeah, a girl goes missing after like being together with this guy, and I'm like barely know him, and he recommended this book to me, and I was kind of like,
"You should read this. This was really inspiring for me."
Should this be a red flag?
You kind of look like her.
Yeah, I'm a little. It did. It gave me. It was a beige flag. I would say. No,
really.
That's what it is, right? When it's like an in between flag.
Yeah, maybe
not
an orange flag.
Not a
close to
yellow
red
flag.
Yeah, what book should he have recommended?
Something a little bit more happier, a little...
And then I told you that I was in... Have you heard of Louis Sachar?
Walk Two Moons. That's good.
Have you... Oh, and then I was into Ted Bundy when we were dating.
Yeah. And then he... Because that's when the Ted Bundy like doc came out and all stuff. And I was
Read
like...
the books.
Okay. I'm not sure about this.
Oh. Just getting to know you.
Thankfully, all is fine so far.
And it worked out.
All right, let's get to some fan videos. It's been too long.
It's been a while.
We got a bunch. Send us. We always want to hear from you guys. Hit us up. TreyKennedy.com/correctopinions. Submit fan videos, questions, any sort of stuff you just want us to hear and say and talk about. So thank you for sending these in. What's up, fan videos? Well, Derek's loading that up. I thank you for a great weekend in DC. I'm currently at the beach with my wife. We're having such a good time, aren't we?
Yeah, your wife.
When we get back in studio,
her family
be so tan.
Need a little color, huh? I'm kind of blending in with this sweatsuit.
Who we got?
Hey, Trey, Jake, Katie, Ava, Thomas, and Family
pause,
Man.
Pause.
Wow, you think it's a joke or not?
Her name is
get
Eva.
Get tight on her.
It starts with an E.
Oh.
Huh.
Pronounce it weird, I guess.
I've never heard that. Just kidding. Never
I mean,
before.
It's okay. You don't know us. It's okay.
Just distancing the fan base. We don't even know you guys. So
you don't know us. I don't know you.
I was mentioned after the kids, but okay.
And lastly, Derek.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to make a comment on naming their cars. Well, recently I made my first purchase on a car, and it's a Nissan Rogue, and... You would never guess what I named her. It's you can pause this to take your guesses, but it's not very normal.
No, I want
to. It's Rasputia from the movie Norbit.
First of all, it's cool your car's name is Taspucha.
Wait, what movie is she
referring to? No, give it back to her. What's her car's name?
Rasputia?
No, give it back to her. What's her car's name?
You're supposed to say it wrong.
Like, what's her car's name?
Now she gets it.
Yeah, okay.
I almost said a bad word. So
then I
yeah,
no.
Good. Fire it up.
What's her car's name?
A blank Spucia.
Yeah. How about that? How do you like it? From Norbit?
I don't really get it.
That was respect to her. She shot in a quick video. She said, some of these people. Oh, Norbit. That's that Eddie Murphy movie with the big girls. Huh. The big old people. That's got a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. shout out to her, man. She says most people get in their car, maybe nice lighting, nice audio. She said, "Nah, I'm gonna hold the camera with my belly button."
Yeah, hold it straight down, looking up, and just about crank out about 20 seconds and insult the host kids. She did it.
Thank you. Whatever your name is.
Thanks, Delilah.
Oh, it's all. Everyone makes mistakes. We love you. Who's next?
I know. I'm just messing with you.
I think she's on
rogue.
Purpose.
She went rogue.
Hey, Trey, Jake, Family Man, and Katie. My name's Ashley. Okay. I'm a registered nurse in San Antonio, Texas, and I've been a nurse for 2 years.
Not the women
and
down in San Antonio.
Jake has hypothyroidism. I thought
shut out.
This is a perfect time to send into the podcast because I also have a thyroid disease called Hashimoto's, which can lead to hypothyroidism.
Yeah. Oh, I've had hibachi there.
Oh, I love that when they make the volcano.
Oh.
Might develop it over time. But what my doctor recommended to me that I would recommend to you, Jake, is to take 2 Brazil nuts a day.
What?
These Brazil nuts are high in selenium, which is helpful for thyroid health, as well as making sure that the salt that you use for cooking and seasoning your food has iodine in it, because iodine is also essential for thyroid health. Hope this helps. Bye.
Was that why Asian food's so good? Because they use iodine salt?
I think it's the soy sauce.
Yeah. You know, what is the update on your thyroid, Jake?
Brazil nut, most radioactive food on the planet.
I will say, careful. Iodine sounds bad. And selenium or whatever she said, all these sound combustible.
You want radioactivity?
Yeah, you put this over a hibachi grill, you're going to lose your eyebrows.
I actually learned that recently about the iodine and salt.
Thank
because
you,
a lot of... You know, we're all kind of having like fancier salt now, like
Himalayan.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. That doesn't have
kosher.
Yeah, it doesn't have iodine like your classic like table salt does. And so a lot of people don't have a lot of iodine.
So I usually go to the classic, just iodine, just Morton salt. Is
that
what we want?
Yeah, iodine in it, yeah.
Wow, you just know that off the top of your head.
Yeah.
She's a real...
How is your thyroid?
I have no idea. I know that I cried watching Forrest Gump last night, and I told Rachel, I said, is this the levothyroxin? I don't think I've ever cried at this movie before. What's happening
probably,
to me?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
I thought it was supposed to balance me out, not make me emotional, little Forrest Gump.
Side effects. You got diarrhea?
Not yet.
Shaking of the hands?
Wait, is this about the Brazil nuts, or just
this is
Hashimoto's?
Your
my medicine.
Your medicine.
Oh, thank you.
So did you determine,
Hashimoto's.
Maybe I missed some of this. Did you determine that your Adam's apple issue
probably unrelated.
A thyroid issue?
Probably just a coincidence. I don't know.
Okay.
I looked up the pros and cons of eating 2 Brazil nuts a day, and it says selenium overload is real. I think we've all heard the rumors, but...
It's real.
It is real. Yeah, you've seen the bumper stickers and whatnot, you know. Don't talk to me until I've had my morning selenium. Can cause hair loss, brittle nails. That doesn't sound so bad. Nausea, nerve issues, and garlic breath.
Dang.
Whoa, what's
tough.
In these Brazil nuts?
Brazil nuts can be almost garlic breath?
Mm-hmm. You like a Brazil nut?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
Like the big, they're like this big.
Wow.
How many
You're
bites?
Interesting, man. You know a lot. Like, you are unbelievable at trivia, right? That's kind of your thing.
Yeah, like
but
a general
if they hit you with the food question, like what? How do you know so much about so many things but food? You got on blinders. Like a Brazil nut is in every mixed nut on the planet.
Talk to my parents, because that's 100% their fault. I just didn't, like, I didn't venture out.
This might be an Ozark thing, because I'm...
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what a Brazil nut is?
No, honestly, so...
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, go bring it up.
Okay. Show the class. Do a little show and tell.
And let's bring up a photo, and then if you've never seen one...
It's going to rock my world.
Then we've really got... And we've got to spend some more time talking about this.
Is it like a coconut where the inside is just selenium?
It's just like these big nuts that...
You've seen those. Click out.
Okay, it looks like a walnut. Do you use
zoom
like
that the... out. You've never seen those.
Oh, no.
That's not... That, no.
Are those Derek. Like shaved or like do they come looking like a peanut?
So that's what's tricky. I don't know if... You know how sometimes peanuts have the brown thing on them?
Yeah, like at a baseball game, they'll have like a salty shell. Oh, no, I see. You're talking about the skin.
Brown skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you eat that skin or no? Sometimes I just kind of eat
half
it.
Half and half.
Yeah, you know, right. It's sometimes like Katie's like, aluminum. Oh, but if it slides off easy.
Yes.
What's the restaurant where you just throw them on the ground?
Five Guys? Or they no. Five Guys throws them on the ground for you.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to.
They stopped.
Yeah, I think they stopped because it turns out God, that's 30% insane. Of Americans have a peanut allergy. Yeah. Like, we should stop doing this.
That was well, also just so gross. I remember going for the first time and thinking it was so cool.
Yeah, as kids, you're like, I get to throw the food on the
throw
floor.
Them on the ground. This place rules.
Oh, yeah.
How bizarre.
You know what is
wait,
really...
Oh, wait, look up, like, Brazil nut, pan out. Like, a Brazil nut in a mixed nut. Do, like, mixed nut with Brazil nuts photo.
You ever, like, throw them on a salad or something like that?
No. They're size of, like, your big toe.
Okay. You take them down in two bites? Yeah.
See? You've seen it look, in, like, a...
See that?
It's a curved one?
See that one?
No, the left.
That Brazil
Derek
nut there?
Derek is using the mouse. This is bad. That's a cashew. That's an almond.
Oh, yeah. Let's identify the nuts. Okay. What's the big one there that looks like a brain?
A brain.
What is that, Derek?
What is that?
That is...
So help me God.
That is a... wait, this one or... Wait,
he's trying to get creative. Which one? That one right there, Derek. What nut is that? Take your best guess. Come on, you got this.
What letters start with?
Jake, do you know?
I was going to guess walnut.
Okay, and what's your guess?
I could piggyback off a walnut.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I'm not even right.
Pecan!
Derek doesn't know names.
You never had pecan pie?
Wow.
Right. This is so interesting. You guys should be part of a study like Ozark. Ozark boys.
If it didn't come in a gas station little 50 cent planters thing.
What are the green ones? No, you know who that is, right? The green one?
No. I was going to ask you what the green one was.
Lord Jesus.
Rachel.
I'm going to text Aaliyah. We're bringing mixed nuts to the podcast next podcast. And you guys, we're going to go on a journey. The green
next
ones.
Time
what other
the
nuts do you not know? Okay. No, I'm not actually. I'm going to wait till we're in person.
The green one.
I've seen the commercial for this one where it's the green thing.
The commercial for this one. What's that about? Like we've all seen the commercial.
Yeah. For the sure, one. There are commercials. Uh-huh. Okay. What's.
You know, it's funny. Like, that.
What's the one you're on right there?
That's a cashew.
Okay. Derek still didn't know that one.
I was 60%.
What's one below it?
Wait, hold up. Pause. Derek, what nuts
stop this.
Oh, no. You know what that one is?
Wait,
I think
one?
I know. Wait. Darker brown?
Yeah.
I think I know what that one
which
is.
What?
I have a guess.
You say it.
Almond?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I knew almond.
Okay.
Okay, so Derek, you know almonds and peanuts.
I knew cashew. That just looks a little lighter, but...
The green is really full of
guys,
me. That doesn't feel like it
Derek,
fits in there.
No one's like, I see where Derek got confused with the cashew. No one's watched this going, I see what he's saying
Derek
there.
Derek, the benefit of the doubt.
Switch a cashew.
Wild.
I would have known this one's cashew down here.
There's some other things.
Yeah, those look super different.
What is the
thing
green?
We've uncovered.
The green?
Pistachio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the commercial.
I didn't know that.
So you guys couldn't even tell us what those tasted like. Because I was about to dive into like, what are the best nuts? But we can't obviously. We have bigger.
We're
on phase
test.
One of this.
I was going to even blow you mind. One time, you know how there's like almond milk, there's cashew milk?
Yes.
Well, the juice place I used to work at would make homemade Brazil nut milk.
Whoa.
And that was good.
Oh, really?
I like Brazil nuts.
It was so good.
It's selenium overload that way.
The people say they really help with cholesterol, apparently. They've like this very
shout out to
nut.
Whoever the recti was. I'm gonna start tomorrow. You bring him to the podcast?
Yeah, we'll bring him.
Mm-hmm. We need a big thing of mixed nuts.
Brazil nuts live on the pod next week.
Dude, that's fine.
I'm a little nervous. Like, do you guys have a nut allergy? You've never had them before in your life. Oh,
yeah. Have Aaliyah say, can you bring 10 Brazil nuts and an EpiPen just in case?
Fun. Speaking of, you're talking about nut milk. I think I'm back on regular milk.
Same.
I think a lot of our countries do with this. We have a toddler and the milk, I'm starting to have some milk every now and then. I mean, why'd we go away from this?
I tried to let other people convince me, and I convinced myself that I was lactose intolerant. But if you just sure. push through, and this is good medical advice, any allergy you have, just push through.
Yep.
I want you to imagine this. And just push through, and now I'm back on 2% milk.
Cow.
I mean, that is cows. Kind of true.
Cool. Is that true?
Kind of
nuts, like that.
I just pushed through.
Push through.
And yes, the 2023, I was gassy. But now I'm on the other side, and I'm back.
Back. What do you rock? Good. 2%? Whole?
I do two. I'll do a whole. I don't give a frick.
Yeah, whole is pretty
Skim's
dense.
Diabolical.
Just Skim's drink, water.
It's kind of like water, yeah.
2%. Man, do they not make... There's nothing between 2% and whole. Have you ever had that Chateau milk?
Yeah.
That stuff. I don't know what they're doing in that.
Rich.
That's scary. Dude, we got the...
I have a trivia question for you real quick. So there's 1%, 2%. What percent is whole milk? Because when I was a kid, I thought 100%. Obviously, that doesn't make sense. It says whole.
Yeah. It is...
I honestly have no idea.
I looked one time and I kind of forgot, but I think I know.
50?
No.
Lower.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna go 5.
I remember it being either like 3 or 3.5. I'll Google it right now. 3.25. Wow, I nailed it. Whole milk contains 3.25%. 50. I don't hear that same nut laughter when Katie gets 50.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh man, but we got to bring in whole milk tomorrow for Katie.
I don't fully get it though. So it's like the rest is water.
Yep, just fat and water, and then just makes milk. I don't know. That's how many like the grams of fat based off like percentage daily value, I think.
What is like raw cow's milk?
Oh yeah.
Percentage.
From teat to mouth, how much fat?
Oh wow. I'm stupid. What would you guess?
About the same as whole milk?
Yeah.
Whole milk?
It says 3.5 to 5%.
Yeah. Okay, so we take a little out. A
tiny bit.
You ever have any farmers at your college or high school, I guess at any point in your life, bring you raw milk?
No. I've never been presented it. Have you?
I haven't either.
Yeah, there's this girl who grew up on a dairy farm in college. Whenever she'd go home, she'd bring us back raw milk. And it's kind of scary to like take that first sip because it's not in a normal container. You know, it's in like something that they found in their barn and it's gross looking.
It's frothy.
Yeah. And she's like, really, there's a lot of rules that come with it. Now, don't let this sit out for more than 5 minutes. You know, a lot of stuff like that. You're like, oh gosh, but it tastes great. Boils quick.
Does it taste that different?
Yeah.
It's probably a little placebo. Like you convince yourself like, ooh, that's the good stuff.
Oh, dude, I take any opportunity to put that to the test. So people, those things that are, you know, whiskey or wine or, you know, ooh, the seafood, we're closer to the ocean.
Yeah.
It's going to be better.
I heard a conspiracy on that if you're near the ocean, that fish might have sat out, that caught that morning, sat out all day.
Sure.
It's actually not as fresh. Whereas like if you live in Missouri, the fish that got to you has been frozen from the second it got caught.
Arguments there.
I also don't know about Brazil nuts.
You can't argue with it. If you catch a fish and like eat it pretty directly, that will be the best fish.
Yes.
No, see, I disagree. You have no... People all say this and agree, but you don't know that.
I have had fish that has been caught and eaten within hours. So yes, I do.
Oh.
Catch it yourself?
Let's catch a bass.
One time I did,
bring it in next week.
Wow. I'm saying I would bet a lot of stuff that if I go, all right, this was caught 2 hours ago by Ling.
Bing bong.
And this is frozen fish, blind taste test. Quality fish. You wouldn't know.
Maybe I wouldn't, but I really felt like that when it was caught fresh, it was way better.
That's what people do. And I'll put this, I've seen videos of stuff where people, you like blind test as like even guess if this is red or white wine. People can't.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's not.
No, I bet.
No.
Let's try it.
We could do that with me. It would be close.
We'll have to try that. Get you in a basic ad or something. It'd be fun. All right. Let's keep ripping on the Patreon. Got a lot more to share there. Tour dates, etc. Kate and I are going to argue more. What else do I want to talk about? Ooh, Kate's going to gossip. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Thank you guys as always. And we love you guys. See you next week. Peace. Direct opinion.